So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's going on, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. And today, we're going to be talking about the two-word ultimate success formula. And you know what? There's a lot of controversy about what is success, and there's a lot of interpretations about what is success. And what I want to do is actually share what's worked for me. You know, I love it because it's very, very simple on paper, but just like anything else worth anything, it does take time. It takes time to develop, you know, because we all say that we desire so many things in our life. And the truth is that most of us actually aren't willing to do what it takes to actually acquire these things. So the question is, did we really want it in the first place? That's always what I ask myself. Man, I said I wanted this goal, but I actually did not put in the work. I did not do the goal setting. I did not meditate on it. I didn't do affirmations around it. I didn't do the work necessary. Other than that, of course, there's other work on top of that, but that's like the priming. That's the stuff that actually conditions the subconscious. If I'm not willing to do that, did I really want it in the first place? Because when we truly desire something, we will do anything to acquire it. When we truly desire it, we will do anything to acquire it. I just want to say that again, because that was a profound, you know, quote. That was a profound statement that basically came to me through Dr. John DeMartini, and it stuck with me, and I wanted to share it with you. So today, I believe that desire is thrown around so loosely, because with social expectations and everyone comparing and trying to keep up with the Joneses and all these things that are going on, we see what other people are doing and we say, oh, I want that, I want that, I want that. And we basically get lost, you know, and we end up not really listening to ourselves and listening to what we truly want. And I've spent so much of my time there, and I really reached a point where I was just sick of it, you know, because at the end of the day, it was making me feel empty. It was making me feel like I wasn't even making my own choices. You know, and what I do know is that all of us want fulfillment and happiness. I wasn't feeling fulfilled. I wasn't feeling happy because I felt like I was chasing other people's dreams. I was chasing other people's success, what they actually wanted. And the definition of fulfillment is filling full that which we perceive as most missing. And what we perceive as most missing actually is our highest value. Is this what we want more of, or what we're most afraid to actually lose? So really just setting our goals in those particular areas is really what's going to give us that fulfillment and happiness for ourselves. And that's the individualization of it, and why it's so important to actually listen to ourselves. And I believe the only way we can do this is actually listening to our heart. What's our heart telling us? We hear, follow your heart, follow your heart. To me, that's exactly what this means. And it means dedicating our actions to what we desire, not just our words. We can say, I desire this, I want that, I want that, but it's dedicating our actions. It's what we actually do, not what we say, that means the most. So here we are at basically that desire. So, you know, I talked about, there's two things. There's two things. The two word success. It's desire and it's belief. So here we are, desire and belief. So let those sink in. Let's start off at desire. So what's the difference? You know, what we say we want and what we really want. What's the difference between the two? What we say we want, what we really want. And again, it's the willingness to do whatever it takes. Just like we talked about before, if you truly want it, you will do whatever. You will walk through fire. You will do whatever it takes. You will do what people say that you can't do. You will do what they say is impossible. That's how these new standards are set, because people will just be like, yeah, you say I can't do it, watch me, you know? So how do we connect with that willingness? How do we connect with that ability? And what I realized is that I was just overthinking and I was underdoing. I was overplanning and I was underdoing. I was, you know, ready aim fire instead of ready fire aim is really what I was guilty of. And I said, man, why am I procrastinating so much? And there was a lot of fear involved, but again, I was overthinking and I was underdoing. So how do we connect with that willingness to do whatever? and really what or whatever it takes, I should say. And what I believe is it comes down to a two-step process. Number one is identifying our values. Identify our values of what's most important to us. So we have, and we end up at number one, number two, and number three. If you have not identified your values and you truly want an accurate depiction of that, I highly recommend going over to drdmartini.com and doing his free values determination. That's going to lay it out. It was extremely revealing for me and it was game-changing. I do it every single quarter because due to life, these values change and where our attention and where our desire is changes over time. So number one, identify our values. What's first most important? What's second most important? What's third most important? And secondly is going to be actually connecting what we desire to number one, two, and three. So I'm saying a goal. We're going to say what I desire is my goal. And I'm going to say, okay, how does actually achieving my goal, how does that benefit value number one? And I'm going to answer that several times and stack a bunch of answers up. Then I'm going to say, how does hitting that goal benefit value number two? And I'm going to stack up as many answers as I possibly can. How does achieving that goal benefit value number three? Stack up as many as I can. That's what I mean by connecting what we desire, all right, to actually what's in our heart. That's pretty much what it means. It connects the two together. It connects what we say we want and makes it very heartfelt because what it does is it actually gives us a true picture and a true feeling. We can actually feel how it's going to actually directly impact what's most important to our own lives, and that just makes it relevant. And again, that is the biggest key right there for this section. It makes it relevant to us. Before I talked about it needs to be individual to us. We can't take someone else's desires and immediately put them into our own heart. Now, they may actually be the same desires, but we need to connect them to what's most important to us in our lives to see if they truly resonate with us. Now, the next step, let's talk about belief. Belief is the second thing we talked about. It's desire and belief. Those are the two magic words. And belief is a two-part subject here. Number one, it's about faith. It's about faith. And secondly, is basically belief in self. And that's actually more or less when I'm talking about belief in self, I'm talking about our feelings that we're capable and we're deserving. You know, that we believe in ourselves as capable and we believe in ourselves as actually deserving it. You know, because I can definitely say that this is where I was tripping in many senses. It was just like, wow, I want this goal and it's a really far-fetched goal. I don't know if I can do it. You know, am I good enough to do it? That's always been my thing. Am I good enough? Am I really providing enough value where I can justify that I deserve that? Am I giving enough to be able to justify that I deserve that? Okay. So the thing is that in terms of, am I capable? Am I deserving? Both of these can be actually fulfilled through something that we've all heard before. How do we actually do this? Both of them can be fulfilled through affirmations. Affirmations. You might be saying like, okay, how? What's the deal? Let me back up a little bit. So I'm actually going through for the fifth time the book Think and Grow Rich. And every time I read it, it just becomes more profound to me. Every single time. And, you know, many times we believe that we just don't deserve, you know, something and it will just never happen. You know, can you relate to that? You know, it's basically you have a goal and you're like, wow, that is just so far-fetched. I don't really feel that I deserve that. I see this person out here doing it. I want to emulate them, but look at all the stuff that they've done. Man, they've you know, contributed so much. I just don't believe that I deserve that. And hence, it's actually never going to happen. If we put that message into the universe, that's exactly what's going to happen. And this is what we have basically subconsciously trained ourselves to think. That is our training. We compare and we say, man, I don't think I deserve that. I don't think I'm capable of that. Therefore, it will never happen. We've subconsciously trained ourselves to think that, and that was actually delivered to us. This is the message that we actually send out to the universe. I should be pushing this way. This is the message we send out to the universe, and through the law of attraction, the fact that it does not happen is what's delivered to us. You know, whatever we think and truly believe is what we get. That's what I believe. All right. And so basically, how do we retrain this? That's the question. How do we retrain this? And I truly feel, through experience, that it comes from what Think and Grow Rich refers to as auto-suggestion. That's what it is, auto-suggestion, which is synonymous with affirmations. Auto-suggestion, affirmations, and it basically means that we're actually saying these statements out loud. We have these affirmations, these statements of fact that we're actually literally shouting out to the universe, shouting out to the ether. These are statements of fact that we actually say out loud in order to actually retrain our subconscious mind. That's the only way it actually works. It's not, you know, reading it silent. It's literally stating it out loud in order to actually retrain our subconscious mind, because we're stating it out loud. The universe is capturing it. It's going out into what's called the ether. We're actually hearing ourselves say it, and it just becomes that magic, that inexplicable magic. And regardless of what we feel about this, it works. It completely works. And many people don't believe it. Many people do not believe it at all. And my question to them is this: well, is your life exactly how you want it? You know, and if it's not, it's really just time to step up our faith component, like we talked about before, and try something new, all right? Because most of us are just overthinking everything. We're overthinking everything, we're overplanning everything, and we're underdoing. We're basically undertaking action. Let me restate that. We're not taking any action. We're not taking enough action, you know? And through this, you know, many times, we overthink ourselves out of our dreams. We completely do, you know? And I would say actually most times we actually overthink ourselves out of our dreams. So let's talk about how we actually create these affirmations so we can actually create that magic for ourselves. First, it's going to be identifying the desire that we really just feel like we lack or that we want in our lives. So what do we feel like we're lacking or what we truly, truly desire in our lives? And next, we create the affirmations. And how we do that is we can actually do a couple different things. We can actually start to piece it together ourselves, or we can actually look online for examples. And I actually suggest a combination of both. When I was doing this, and actually still I do this, I'm like, man, I'm missing something. I want to add something about this. You know, I actually make affirmations for all seven areas of my life, for spiritual, mental, for financial, family, work, social, and physical. And when I'm going through and I'm reading mine each day, I'll make a note if I'm missing something. I want to put a little something about X. I want to make something about X. And I'll go through and I'll read some examples online about X, and I'll write down some of my own words, and I'll compile them together, and boom, there it is. So basically, next is really just doing what's necessary, which is repeating them daily. Repeating them daily. This is a huge part of the magic formula. Is just making them is not going to do anything. Yes, it's a great start, but just making them is not going to make it happen. It's doing what's necessary, which is repeating them daily. And it doesn't really sound like that much. It doesn't, you know, but again, with everything that's going on in our lives, it's just another thing we need to fit in. I guarantee and I promise you, it's worth every second of it. It's worth every second of it. Because again, if we say we want something and we're not willing to do what's necessary to actually acquire it, then we actually didn't want it enough. All we actually have to do to acquire it, I truly believe this, is reading them out loud and repeating it daily. Again, this repetition, you know, as much as possible, retrains that subconscious mind. You know, our thoughts about ourselves, our perceptions about ourselves, about our inability to be able to do it, our lack of capability, our lack of deserve level to be able to do it, we can retrain these through this repetition of these affirmations, literally, and retrain that subconscious mind to believe it. It ultimately changes our beliefs about ourselves. It changes, our beliefs about it actually happening. It changes our beliefs about our capabilities. It changes our beliefs about our deserve levels. And that is the magic sauce. That is the magic sauce that basically creates that success formula. Now, for this to be transformative in all areas of life, each area needs individual attention. If we're feeling lack in a particular area, or we're feeling desire in a particular area for more, that area needs attention. Every single one of these areas need individualized attention, individualized affirmations. So this means basically exploring desires in all areas and retraining each of these areas. And we do this by creating these affirmations and actually practicing them daily and repeating that. So for me, doing this in my own life, it's just basically given me a continual growth path. It's just given me continual growth. And I look at it as, okay, great. If I want more growth, I need to add more to that particular area. I need to research a little bit more, and I need to spend my time on that. And I need to repeat that. And I need to train myself to believe that. I need to train myself to believe that. And then it will happen. It will happen. And today, when I feel stuck, I just identify, what I'm feeling lack in or what I'm feeling a desire in. I set these desires and then I actually create the affirmations and I affirm them and I do it repeatedly. It's become, part of my ritual. It's become part of my routine. And it's given me so much hope in my life. It's given me so much direction in my life. And most importantly, it's given me what I believe we all desire, and that is control. None of us want to feel that we are controlled by someone else. It's given me a sense of control. I feel in control of my own life and my own destiny, and I truly feel that this was what was missing for me. And if I desire something, regardless, I now feel it's in reach. I feel it's in reach and I know how to do it. Before, I used to feel like I was a victim and things were just happening to me. I felt like life was just happening to me. And now I feel it's basically happening for me because I feel I am in charge of it. And I truly believe that if you concentrate on that desire and you put the belief behind it and you train it and recondition your subconscious mind, you will absolutely have that as well. If you feel that that's missing, you will have that as well. You are capable. You are deserving. Now let's get after it. So that's what I've got for you today. Trev Bucherri here, Jim Profit Rocket Podcast. Thank you so much for watching. You have an incredible rest of your day.
For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.